It is my absolute pleasure today to welcome and introduce Jim and Janice Dahl. They are with Tyndale Theological Seminary, and I asked Jim this morning, "So Jim, how long has it been?" And his first answer was, "You know, I can't remember." Which to my way of thinking meant it's been a really long time. We kind of guess that it might have been since 1998. And I want to just, before I bring him up to share his message, I just want to say how amazing that is. Having a couple of friends who serve in a missionary capacity, the longevity that this church embodies towards our missionaries is really incredible. And to know that we've entered into a relationship with these people to provide support, not just in the short term, but in the long term, is really, I think, quite amazing. And I thank all of you for that and for those that laid that groundwork down early on that said, this is the kind of church we want to be. So Jim has a pretty big list of things after his name. A professor of Tyndale Theological Seminary, as well as the Vice President of Academic Affairs. That sounds like a lot of work. He teaches in the area of ministry and missions and oversees the entire curriculum. I'm tired just reading that. But even more importantly, let's not forget his dear wife, Janice. She is the Executive Administrative Assistant and Director of Finance for Tyndale. And what a lovely couple. We are delighted to have you both here. And Jim, we'd like to welcome you up and have you share your story with the rest of us. And we thank you so much for coming and for the work that you do.
Well, thank you, Linda, and good morning. It really is a pleasure being here. As Linda said, you have been partners with us for many, many years, you know, probably about 20 years. I remember when we first became, you know, candidates for missionaries, we were appointed in 1996. You know, we had to raise support, which is, you know, one of the most fearful things about becoming a missionary. You know, how do you get people to support you? And it was very early on, you know, we had kind of exhausted our immediate circle of family and friends and, you know, our home church, but it was kind of like, what now? You know, it's just like nothing seems to be happening. Nobody's coming on board. And it was a very discouraging time. I remember once I was out mowing the grass and, you know, just thinking about this and, you know, praying about it. And I finished one section of the lawn and shut off the mower and went inside the house to get a drink. And the phone rang. Picked up the phone. It was from Troy Christian Chapel saying that they had decided to support us. And, you know, it was kind of like the first church that was kind of like outside our immediate circle. And that was such an encouragement, such a boost for us. You know, that God is still active. He's still behind us, and that other people, other churches were starting to come on. So we are just very thankful for that. We have a quilt that was made by some members of this church that kind of hangs in our dining room in the Netherlands that I look at often, and I find it a real encouragement. So just want to say thank you for your partnership with us. It is, you know, very fitting that, you know, we are here on a Sunday morning, our worship service, to talk about missions. Because missions and worship really are tied very closely together. Missions really is an expression of worship. Worship, of course, is a response, an appropriate response to who God is, to the worth of God. You know, even as, you know, we heard communion is kind of a reminder of how God values us. In turn, of course, then we look to God and, you know, recognize who he is and what he has done. You know, he is the only God. He deserves to be worshipped. He's the creator, the Lord of all creation. He created the universe so that he could create a people like him, a people who would, you know, reflect who he is in his character, could have a relationship with him, would join him in his work, so that God could dwell with his people forever. And of course, you know the Bible story of how sin came in and kind of just messed all that up. Now the people that God had created rebelled against him, turned their backs on him, walked away from him. But God wasn't done. And God continued his mission to rescue people, to form that people for himself. And of course, the whole Bible is a story of that. And one of the first promises that God gives in the Bible, the promise that kind of forms the whole foundation for the rest of what God does in the Bible, throughout history, you know, is given in the promise to Abraham in Genesis 12:3, where, you know, God promises that in you, in Abraham, the line that comes out of Abraham, in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. You know, Paul in Galatians 3 will look back on that, and he will call that the gospel. This is the good news. This is the news that God is not done with people. He hasn't rejected them, even though they have rejected him. And so that's the gospel that's being proclaimed throughout the world, and especially on a day like this, Sunday. And of course, you know, the very last book of the Bible, as we turn from the first to the last, we see that one day that is going to be fulfilled. In Revelation chapter 7, John writes, "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'" You know, that will be the culmination of history. You know, missions is, again, it's a recognition of who God is, that he is worthy enough, that his plans are important enough, that we get involved and we join in because we want other people to know how great our God is and to be able to enjoy him, to enjoy the benefits of what he has done for us. I like that verse in Revelation as well. Well, for a lot of reasons, of course. Again, it does provide this fitting conclusion to history. But it is on kind of a more personal, being a missionary, it kind of gives us a chance to see some of that actually happening. You know, you travel to different countries, you know, worship in different churches, and see the people of, you know, different languages, different tribes, different groups all throughout the world worshiping the same God. And the really, I don't know, thrilling part of our personal ministry now at Tyndale Theological Seminary in the Netherlands is we get to see a lot of that happening just among our student body. We're not, you know, we're not a big school. It's not, you know, that, you know, we look out at the school and we can't number them. You know, they're not innumerable. We're actually a fairly small school. But Tyndale Theological Seminary is an international, intercultural, interdenominational, evangelical school, an English-speaking school. We get students from around the world. We actually bring them in. We pay for most of them. Most of the students who come in get full scholarships. Because we want to train, equip leaders from around the world to continue that mission of God. And so even though, you know, we probably have a total student body each year, probably about 75 or so students, those students come from like over 20 different countries, usually at least every year. 3-4 different continents. If you look at our display table out in the foyer, you'll see a lot of the flags, you know, on the table. Those represent most, but not all, of the nations that our students have come from. Over the years, we've had students now come over from 80 different countries. It's just kind of exciting to see. You know, you can have a classroom, you know, like sometimes I have a class of 8 or 9 people and you look around and it's kind of like every single student is from a different country. There's 4 continents represented in this classroom. You know, that's the kind of impact that you are having, you know, through your partnership with us. You know, because of you, we can work and we can reach and equip students like that. This is, you know, a school that it provides a graduate education. This is a master's level school. And so we are creating leaders. We want people to be able to be well equipped to go back to their own countries and to train others to be leaders, to lead others, to join in the mission of God. And so even, you know, with a small institution like we are, you know, we, I think, have a very strategic place. And, of course, that means that you have a very strategic role as well. You know, what you are doing or accomplishing through your partnership with us has eternal, kind of global consequences. And so we do want to thank you for your involvement with us. As Linda said, you know, Janice and I have a kind of a multitude of responsibilities. What she listed there is what I told her, but that doesn't actually complete the list. There's other things that we do as well. And so these have been a very busy 5 years for us, kind of an exhausting 5 years. Being at Tyndale Theological Seminary in the Netherlands is kind of new for us. We had spent 12 years in Romania. You probably remember that. Some of you have been here for a while. And that's, you know, where we brought up our girls. And until they graduated from high school, we had come back to the U.S. to put them in Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, where they graduated 4 years later. And it was during that time that our mission started talking with us and kind of telling us a little bit about opportunities, encouraging us to look at Tyndale. And it was kind of a surprise. We hadn't really thought at all about leaving Romania. We were looking actually to kind of focus maybe in a new place in Romania, maybe to do some new things. But under the direction and kind of encouragement of our mission, we decided to look at Tyndale. And so they invited us to come interview, and again, they had openings for both of us. And that was a really neat thing because, you know, as we were contemplating going back to Romania, we weren't quite sure exactly, especially what Janice would do and, you know, how she could use her gifts to, you know, the fullest. You know, her gifts really are in administration, and, you know, she does keep the school going in a lot of ways. When they offered a position to me, again, it was kind of a dream come true in one way, but it was kind of an odd dream as well, because what they offered me to do was to teach and to chair a department in which kind of I had never studied before. So this was kind of like a whole new assignment to teach in the area of intercultural studies and practical ministries. All my training had been in theological areas. And so that was kind of a challenge in itself to kind of get my head around that. But again, I realized very shortly that my goal basically all along had been to want to help people to understand their faith and to understand how it impacts their lives and their ministry, you know, and to give people a bigger vision of what God wants to accomplish. And this is kind of the place and the department to do that. So God has kind of a weird sense of kind of redirecting us sometimes, but in a lot of ways, you know, even when he does unexpected things, he you know, he kind of fulfills our ultimate dreams in doing so. So it has been an exciting 5 years, tiring 5 years, but we've seen God do a lot of things, not only in us and in the school, but in our girls' lives as well. You know, as I said, they graduated from Cornerstone. They did very well there. Lauren decided to continue her studies to get a master's degree, so we invited her to come to Tyndale. Told her, if you really want to learn your biblical languages well, we have one of the best programs, which I think is rather true. So she has come there, and while she was there, she met a young man, also a student, who is from Spain, and she got married, and Pastor John officiated at their wedding about a year and a half ago. And so they'll be finishing up their education in June, hopefully to pursue, you know, ministry probably in Europe, perhaps especially a pastoral ministry at first, and then perhaps teaching afterwards. Our other daughter, twin daughter, well, the interesting thing, too, of course, Lauren is a twin. Her husband, Artur, is also a twin, which is kind of fun. At the wedding, Allie, our other daughter, was able to kind of surprise Lauren by showing up on her wedding day in the Netherlands. And so we got a picture of the two sets of twins, which is nice. Allie, after graduating from Cornerstone, started working as an EMT, working as an emergency medical technician with the ambulance company in Grand Rapids. Did a short stint in the fire department, but was deemed to be a bit too small for that. So it's now she's back as an EMT, probably will become a paramedic. She recently got engaged as well, just about a month or so ago, and her husband is in the Navy, stationed now in Bahrain for 2 years, so we're not quite sure when that wedding will be, but good chances are Pastor John will officiate at that one. So the Lord has been good. I want to kind of just end our time together and just kind of show you a video, help you to kind of catch a little bit, you know, glimpses of what Tyndale is like, some of the students, some of the faculty, and some of what we do. This will tell you a little bit about Tyndale and some of the things that you've been contributing toward.